Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Mission under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, man.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
Design with your host Bing Fisher, and I'm going to do a short show tonight because basically I'm plumb tired. So I had my grandsons this weekend, and they got way too much energy than I can handle. So I already took a nap, but it's like, I just don't have that damn energy anymore. Not like they do. But anyways, you can reach me. Let's get rid of all the upfront stuff and personal stuff right now. You can reach me at Bing Fisher on Facebook, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. Or you can reach me, bingfisher@gmail.com, if you want to email me or whatever. You can also call into the show, and the call-in number is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. I'm still having a few problems with my audio here and my audio assets. I've got the microphone working and everything like that, but there's some things like when I go to play something, I probably need to get a studio engineer in here because I'm not that brilliant in that department. I've hooked up a lot of different bands, you know, in my lifetime, but it's like, man, this, I don't know, this is something so simple, I'm missing something. You know, it's one of those things, it's like when you're looking for something, it's always the last place you find it. And that's where we're at today. Let me see, bitemeinthebasement.com. Please join over there. I changed some stuff around. I moved some posts and kind of rearranged stuff a little bit. It's a website I created. I don't ask for anything. I did put up a donation button over there for PayPal. If you want to donate, you can. It's not a big deal to me because I can handle the monetary aspect of it, but WordPress, when you're dealing with a website, and I've created websites for politicians and Rick Santorum's campaign here in Tennessee, Herman Cain, worked on that website a little bit, on the database, and just a bunch of different ones, Joe Carr in Tennessee, and just a bunch of different websites I've worked on. So I've got some experience on that, but it's like, you know, as soon as I open up something to play, I don't know, music or whatever. It's like something else is taking control over it. So I got to figure that out. I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer. But I got to figure it out. I'd be remiss right now. I've got to open chat. I don't even believe I forgot that. But, oh well, chat is opening now. So you can come over here and, you know, talk to me or whatever you want to do. Nancy Pelosi, I think, has bit her self in the butt by trying to invoke the 25th Amendment, which basically says, well, if you're unfit as president or as a leader, that Congress can vote you out. So why is she doing this? That's what I started when I started talking to people and so on. And it seems to me, it's not so much to get Trump out of office if he does win re-election, which I don't look at the polls. I don't know about you guys. I don't look at the polls. But I do look at just enthusiasm. Nobody has enthusiasm for Biden. He's talking about, you know, breasts earlier. You know, I mean, this guy is just infatuated with this stuff. And then he talked about giving everybody a $14 million an hour raise or minimum wage, I guess it would be. And then he changed it. $14 billion. No. Or $14 billion, I think, is what it started out. Then $14 million. No, $14,000. No, $14. The guy is just, there's something wrong with him. I think Nancy is starting this initiative so that she can say, okay, look, after if, and I'm saying a big if, because I don't believe it's going to happen. I just don't trust the polls. I don't believe it's going to happen that Joe Biden will win. I'm looking at some different trending political issues here. And the enthusiasm is not there for Biden. It's just not there. It's missing. But I'm thinking that Nancy is doing this so that she can disrupt Joe Biden if he does become elected. She's trying to call her bluff on both sides. If Trump gets elected, then maybe she can use the 25th Amendment to get him out of office. By saying he's unfit for whatever reason, it might be COVID related, it might be whatever. Or if Biden wins, she can get rid of Biden by saying he's unfit because he's got dementia. And face it, people, the dude's got problems. He's got problems. And I just don't see him lasting. I don't see him lasting a year. And I'm not saying anything ill will. I'm just saying I just don't see him lasting a year. Because she will get rid of him because that is what Nancy Pelosi does. She wants to advance the radical agenda in this country. The radical agenda is to stack the courts. You still haven't heard an answer. They still want an answer from Trump if he supports extremists like, you know, the KKK. He's answered this 25, 30 times already. He's answered it. He's against it. He's answered it. But they still keep hammering on it. I was listening to Chris Wallace on his show today. He had Britt Hume on and a couple other airbags. And Chris Wallace has got a vendetta for Trump. I don't know if you noticed it, but Trump wasn't debating just Joe Biden the last time. He was debating Chris Wallace too. You could tell. But Chris Wallace this weekend was just... It was sickening. I had to actually turn it off. I listened to a little bit when Britt Hume came in, and even Britt Hume was all over Trump saying, well, he's got no chance in hell. I'm like, dude, you've got no chance in hell. Trump can pull it off. But it's just unbelievable. These people out there that want to dismiss the election, well, it's already over. Don't even worry about voting. That's on the liberal side. And on the conservative side, we want to get people out to the polls. I'm actually working the polls. I'm going to be working the polls on November 3rd. And I'll be there wearing a freaking mask, which I don't want to do, but according to election rules, I have to wear a mask. But I'll be working the polls. I'm not afraid. Like Trump said, own it. Get up. Get some, you know, big boy and big girl pants on. And get out there and live your lives. Don't let this virus destroy you. Don't let it overtake you. Don't let it keep you from going to the store. Don't let it keep you from doing your participating in your daily activities. Don't let it keep you from that. That's what they want. That's why these blue states are still closed for business, because they want to make you feel miserable, just like they are. Just like the liberal Democrats are. They're all a bunch of miserable freaking people. I don't know about you. I don't know how some of these people can live with another person in their lives that are that miserable. I don't know how they do it. You know, some of these spokesmen and so on for conservative movements and that kind of thing, they turn around and they're living with some kind of radical leftist. I'm like, how do you do that? How? We've got left-wing protesters that vandalized the home of the North Carolina congressional candidate, handicapped. Devastating. These people are nuts. They're unhinged. They've come unglued. They're trying their best to do anything that they can to win. And once they win, Joe Biden will be gone. Poof, gone. Because they want Kamala. They can't explain why it's unconstitutional to them that the President of the United States is going to fulfill his duty to get a Supreme Court justice nominated. They can't explain it. They won't answer the question. The debate between Pence and Kamala, the Harris-Biden campaign, was great. Pence totally dominated her. And if you look at her body language and you look at her smirking, I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle the smirking and the smiling and the laughing like, you know, you're an idiot. I'm better than you. Interrupting the vice president. Excuse me, vice president. I'm speaking. The election commission that they've got here that have put up these debates, I think, are totally flawed. I don't even think that Trump should. I don't know if he should have a third debate. I think he'd be better just going up on the stage, getting his act done. It'd be nice to have maybe one debate with Biden, but for Trump to cancel this debate, of course. Any sane fool would cancel, or any sane person would cancel this debate with this fool, Joe Biden, because you never know with the liberals what kind of sneaky crap they're going to put up with and they're going to condone. You can't have a debate when you're sitting behind a computer and you've got a teleprompter, and, you know, there's ways they could have probably done it, they could have probably had one or two people from each candidate, from each party at the opposite end to make sure they weren't cheating. But with the liberal media, even if they were, how are they going to know? How are you going to know? You won't, because they won't report it. It's not what the liberal media reports. It's what they don't report. That's the problem. We don't have an established media here anymore. We don't have a reliable media where you can trust to report the facts as they are, without spin, without opinion. And that goes across the board, even Fox News. The same thing. Chris Wallace and his opinion, because he got burned on that debate. He could not handle it. He couldn't handle the heat. And then you sit, you know, you listen to Bret Baier and all these people that want to sit there and cover for him when anybody brings him up on it. Trump's campaign manager brought him up on it. But Chris Wallace is not being, you know, fighting with Trump, not being able to handle the debate. And Bret Baier says, well, we have to, that's one of our colleagues and we have to stand up for him. No, you don't. How many people have you lost over to the left, Fox? Quite a bit. There's a lot of people in Fox News and the other news media outlets. You can actually tell where they stand. Fox is kind of strange. You know, you got Allison Camerota that used to be on there. And she, I thought she was halfway conservative. No, she's a flaming freaking lib. It's got no ratings. Over on another channel. But we got endorsements from different people and so on for some of these campaigns. And it's kind of funny. You got Biden scores an endorsement from that Swedish climate change chick, Greta Thunberg. Remember her? Yeah, that's big news. That's big news. What is she, 16 maybe, 14? I don't know. She endorses him. You got Trump got out of the hospital with COVID after getting COVID. God bless, he's okay. And the media just can't believe it. They were wishing him to be dead. You know they were. And one thing I forgot, I was remiss on my opening. There's music on the intro, and that's made by Brian Futch, and you can find Brian Futch on ReverbNation.com. You can also look for him, Brian Futch, at Facebook. He's also there. He's a couple other places, too. But yeah, you got all this stuff going on, and it's really sad that the blue state governors and the mayors are so out of touch with reality and so out of touch, and what they're focused on is just getting Trump out of office. Their focus is not on getting Biden elected, because they could care less about him. They just want Trump out of office because they hate him. They hate him. And they want him out of office. And that's, I think, what Nancy Pelosi is alluding to here with the 25th Amendment invoke, is that she's trying to cover her bases. If Trump gets elected, which I believe he will, by a landslide, I think it'll be a landslide. Don't quote me on that, but I think it will be. But if Trump gets elected, then she can try to use this to coerce others, as she's been doing for 4 years now, 3.5, 4 years, to get him put out of office. That's what the liberals want. That's the liberals' agenda. If they can't get what they want, they'll do it in whatever manner they feel fit. You got Hillary Clinton emails circulating around now. You got Bill Barr's investigation, Durham's investigation. You got trinkets of of treasures that are coming out every day. You don't hear about that on the liberal media, and you never will. You never. The only thing you'll hear about is how bad Trump has, mistreated this virus. Like Joe Biden could handle it differently when everything that he says, more testing, we need more testing, we need more PPE, we need more this and that. Everything that he's talked about are things that Trump has already done. And yet, he was against closing China, the border to China, call it xenophobic, racist. These people, like I said before on previous shows, they're out of ammo. So what they're trying to do is just throw the guns at you, thinking maybe the gun will hurt you more than the ammo. And it's not. It's not. These people are nuts. I've come to the firm conclusion they are brain dead. But they're after power, all of them. They're after power. And the power is over you and me and everybody else like us. And I'm just telling you, if you want to make a change, this is a crucial election. I know you've heard it before. It's crucial. This election could transform our country into Venezuela, which just maybe 5 to 10 years ago was a prosperous country. Now they're a third world shit hole. And that's what they're trying to transform this country into, because they know they can't get it by any legitimate means. They have to divide, conquer, just like the good old commies that they are. Divide and conquer, control the media, control the press, and eventually control the government. Because they don't want you. They don't want you to be able to vote. They're always talking about disenfranchising people. That the mail-in vote is, you know, if it doesn't have a signature on it, well, you're disenfranchising somebody. If you don't have a driver's license, you're disenfranchising somebody. If you're black, well, we all know that blacks don't have driver's licenses. So they're disenfranchising blacks because they're stupid enough not to have a driver's license. That's not me. That's them. That's the way they look. It's unbelievable. The party that is supposed to be so tolerant and so in tune with minority rights and so on have endorsed Jim Crow laws. They never got rid of slavery. It was the Republicans that got rid of slavery. They don't care about blacks, minorities, unless you vote for them. If you don't vote for them, they'll blast you. If you're a Hollywood actor and you don't subscribe to their theory, their diversity of thought, which is only in the mind, it doesn't pertain to them. They will ostracize you. They will get rid of you. They will take you over. They will destroy your lives. That's the Democratic Party. If that's who you want to vote for, knock yourself out. Go have fun. If you want Nancy Pelosi to be your leader, if you want Kamala Harris to be your leader, don't worry about Joe Biden. He'll be kicked aside. Road trash. That's what he'll be. Because they don't want him. They want the radical left. Nancy Pelosi and her ilk wants the radical left in power. They stay in power if they can control the power, and they feel that they can control the power. They don't care about the people. Name me one thing Black Lives Matter has done for blacks. Name me one thing. Call up 646-478-5284. Give me a call. Tell me. Tell me one thing Black Lives Matter has done for blacks. For the African American. Nothing. Nothing but pillage, loot, steal, burn. That's what they've done. Riot. And that's okay. You don't need to wear a mask if you're a rioter. So if somebody asks me, and I'm outside somewhere, or I'm doing something, and somebody says, hey, you ain't got a mask on, I'm going to say, I'm just riding. I'm riding. I don't need a mask. I'm protesting. Michelle Obama saying, well, all these protests, they were all peaceful protests. There's just a very few. Okay, well, Portland's still burning, last I checked. Michigan, New York, Seattle, they're all burning. You got 1 million people. And a little known fact, I don't want them all moving, but a little known fact is that $100 that they make can buy you $111 in Tennessee. It only buys you $85 in New Jersey. But I hate when people come up here to Tennessee and they say, you know, they do it a lot different in New York. They do it a lot different up in New York, you know, or they do it, you know, we don't do this kind of, we don't have lines in wherever it might be, New Jersey. We don't have this and that. Well, get out of my state. Seriously. That's the last thing I want to see. And it pisses me off to no degree when people move or migrate to this state and don't assimilate, but they want to sit there and control how we do things. It's not just Tennessee, it's Texas. They're moving to Texas. They're moving to Florida. They're moving to states that don't have an income tax, state income tax. Yeah, we've got a sales tax on groceries and so on, but they're moving. And I hope they take their votes with them. But it's interesting just to see the carnage and the self-deprecation and the feeding, self-feeding on the liberal left. I mean, when I'm looking at stuff going on, I'm like, okay, so... the Biden campaign can't even explain why, you know, Trump is trying to fill a SCOTUS seat. And it's just unbelievable. I wish I could play the audio of this. I think it was from, I'm trying to think where this one was, came from here, but, I might try to play audio, even talk over it. I don't know if it's going to play, but it was with Jake Tapper from CNN. And you had this Kate Bedingfield from Team Biden. Team Biden. That sounds rough, doesn't it? Team Biden. Yeah, we're on Team Biden. And this was on Sunday, and she was basically saying that, and Tapper which I thought was strange, put her on the spot. She was gobsmacked on this. And he said, what the GOP is doing is not constitutional. How is it non-constitutional what they're doing, constitutional, Tapras? His point is that the people have the opportunity to weigh in on this constitutional process through their vote, Bedingfield explained. And we are now in the midst of an election. Well, so what? So what? Millions of people have already cast their vote. So what? And you see that the vast majority of people say they want the person who wins the election on November 3rd to nominate the justice. Who says? You? And so what? It's not your call. This is the president's call. This is the president and the Senate to nominate a Supreme Court justice. And Tapper replied, that's a poll. That's not the Constitution. And I was floored. I'm going, what? By trying, that is your constitutional. There is a process of constitutional advice and consent. The American people have to get their way or have their say by voting for president, by voting for senator. She explained, we're now 23 days from the election. Right, but it's not unconstitutional, Tapper said. Again, millions of votes, voters are being denied their constitutional right to have a say in the process. The voters have no right to say anything about a Supreme Court justice. They elected the Senate, Tapper quit back. They're trying to ram through a nominee who, by the way, is going to change the makeup of the court. How do you know? And we see time and time again, poll after poll shows that most Americans vehemently disagree with it. Show me the poll, some bullshit poll that you put out there. I ain't buying it. I ain't buying none of your polls. But this chick is just, and it's a stunning moment, really, for the main reason that Democrats in general and Biden in specific have abandoned any effort to tell the truth about anything. Instead, they lie. They lie as a first and last, the only resort. Is what happens in the end. But it's both a hoax. It's a hoax. The media, especially those at CNN, have had their backs, which makes Tapper's out-of-character banter with Bennington all the more incredible. I'm reading this. This is from Trending Politics, which I kind of actually like their website lately. It could be a bad case of nerves of the election now that President Trump has bounced back from his infection with the coronavirus, or just an acknowledgement that Biden is an unstable and volatile man who is dependent on a big lie and who is on the verge of an ugly implosion just short of the finish line. The court-packing talking points put together by Democrats are so wildly dishonest. It's clear. The issue represents a major problem for them and their Trojan horse of a candidate, and they cannot answer it. They've still been unable to answer it. Will they pack the courts? Well, you know they will, because they won't answer it. We'll pack the courts. Over 150 years, we've had the same court system. I think 9. It's fine. When you want to pack it, go up, what? Where do you stop? 15, 24, 64? Where do you stop? American people need to get a clue, get in touch with reality, dispose and disregard fake news, like CNN and BSNBC, and all the other outlets, even some of them that you think you trust, might not be who you want to trust. Throw off those chains. Step away from the plantation of liberalism and think for yourselves. Thank you for listening. And let me leave you with this. I hope you vote. I really don't care who you vote for, although I wish you do become informed. But at least vote. Get out to the polls and vote. Don't trust a mail-in ballot. 50,000 of them mailed in mistake. And probably a lot more. Get out and vote. Track your vote down. Make sure it counts. And be informed. If you're not informed, you shouldn't be voting. That's all I've got to say. You're listening to American by Design with Bing Fisher. And you can find me at bitemeinthebasement.com, Facebook, Twitter, Trad Americans, which was Traditional Americans. I used to have a website over there. And some founders passed away. So we had to disband that. But, yeah, that's where we're at now. Anyways, have a good night. This is an outro, and it's Brian Futch. And you, like I said, you can check him out, Brian Futch at ReverbNation.com. And you can also look him up online on Facebook, Brian Futch. Thank you. Good night. God bless. God bless America. You've been listening to American by Design. That was Brian Futch. Get him on ReverbNation.com. Great artist. God bless you. Good night.